A series of escalating strikes between Iran and the U.S. continued today over the Strait of Hormuz as Iran launched drone and missile attacks against Bahrain and Kuwait after the U.S. bombed sites in southern Iran and threatened to halt all negotiations to end the war. Qatar said one of its citizens had been killed and a second injured. Kuwait, which hosts a major U.S. military base, said it intercepted two ballistic missiles and that there were no injuries. It was the most significant exchange of fire since Iran and the U.S. signed a 1.5-page memorandum of understanding earlier this month. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said that the Strait of Hormuz is under total Iranian control. Speaking at a press conference in Baghdad, Araghchi also said the U.S., quote, should live up to its responsibility and force Israel to stop attacking Lebanon and withdraw from the areas it is occupying. Meanwhile, Senator Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, linked the Trump administration's spending on war with sweeping cuts to domestic programs as he spoke at Texas's Democratic convention this weekend.
And then after all of the cuts, all of the cuts in health care, in education, in nutrition, he wants to spend another $500 billion on a bloated military budget. Those are not the priorities of the American people. Trump, during his campaign, promise no more endless wars. Remember that? And then started an unprovoked war against Iran in which thousands of innocent men, women, and children have been killed. Gas prices are now the highest in years, and taxpayers are going to have to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on this disastrous war.
Sanders was the closing speaker yesterday at the Texas Democratic Convention in Corpus Christi, where his anti-oligarchical speech on economic inequality and peace was met with thunderous applause.
A memorandum of understanding, or MOU, between the U.S. and Iran establishing an interim framework to end the U.S.-Israel war with Iran was signed just 10 days ago. In a social media post, Trump again threatened Iran, saying the U.S. may, quote, be forced to militarily complete the job, adding, if that happens, the Islamic Republic of Iran will no longer exist, unquote. Members on both sides of the U.S. Congress and Senate have criticized the agreement between the U.S. and Iran. Robert Reich, former U.S. Labor Secretary, wrote a scathing message on Substack castigating mainstream media for giving any credence to Trump's claims of crafting peace between the U.S. and Iran. Reich wrote, quote, the continuing hostilities are exposing the mind-numbing extent of Trump's lies about ending his war, that he's achieved a lasting peace in the Middle East, that Iran no longer has any capacity to fire missiles and drones, wrote Reich. But peace activist Norman Solomon thinks that despite its flaws, signing the Memorandum of Understanding with Iran was better than the alternative.
A lot of the critique that's come from Democrats has been, A, this war should have never started to begin with. Certainly that's a very good point. But B, now that it started, this is a terrible agreement to proceed to stop it. So a lot of the Democrats who have been attacking the Memorandum of Understanding are essentially saying this was a terrible war, but now that there is a scenario for a process to end the war, we're against that scenario. So it's really an untenable position that doesn't make sense unless we're going to say that if Trump proposed something, it's automatically bad. War is bad for children and other living things, as the saying goes. And to even implicitly convey that a peace process is worse than continuing the war and having nonstop warfare in the Middle East, That should be a non-starter in terms of an attitude and approach to politics.
Almost immediately after this MOU was signed, Israel attacked Lebanon.
The Israeli government is furious about the Memorandum of Understanding, as is most of the Israeli public, which has turned into, frankly, a rather fascistic citizenry. Very happy, apparently, for the killing of Palestinians, for instance, to continue. It should tell us a lot that Netanyahu and his government are very angry about this 14-point scenario for beginning and proceeding with negotiations. Of course, Israel wants to wreck any prospective peace agreement, which ought to tell us a lot about the potential value of building on the 14 points of the Memorandum of Understanding. Ultimately, the United States has to pursue, must at least should pursue, a peace process, not continuing to engage in warfare. That's the basic question. And for instance, when Adam Schiff, senator from California, denounces the Memorandum of Understanding and says it's about as bad a surrender as you can imagine, that is complete contempt for diplomacy and de facto approval of continuing for warfare.
Norman Solomon is a peace activist who has written several books against war, including War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death, and the founder of Roots Action and the Institute for Public Accuracy.